Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 460 for Friday, July 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended mostly higher in light trading Friday as concerns over dryness across Western Canada underpinned the market. U.S. markets were closed due to the July 4th holiday, leaving many traders on the sidelines. Canola was anywhere from 80 cents to $3 higher, with the most active November contract up 80 cents at $533.90 per ton. Hot, dry conditions across the western prairies continues to support canola, while a lack of farmer selling was also bullish. Producers in Saskatchewan and Alberta are leery to make sales right now as they don't know how much crop they will have. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola slightly more attractive to out-of-country buyers. However, large worldwide supplies of soybeans capped the upside. There are ideas that canola is still expensive compared to other vegetable oils, which put pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat did not trade due to the July 4th holiday. However, when markets reopen on Monday, both grains and oil seeds will likely still be feeling the after effects of the USDA acreage and quarterly numbers report. The report was released a few days ago and shows that for soybeans, the stocks figure of 625 million bushels was lower than what people were expecting. The wet weather in the U.S. also means a lot of soybean acres still may not get planted. The stocks report also put corn on the low side of expectations as well. Overly wet weather in the eastern portion of the U.S. Midwest has eliminated some of the bearishness in the corn market. And the stocks number for wheat surpassed expectations with a count of 753 million bushels in the U.S. Despite the bearish outlook, wheat still posted 40% gains last week as it received spillover strength from both soybeans and corn. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.